time to join the American family Robinson again in Centerville. Miss Timmons has finally put her money into a dressmaking shop to save it from the clutches of Windy Bill. Gus and Windy are helping Miss Timmons get started and are vying with each other to have the major part in making the grand opening of the shop a success. The great day of the opening has arrived, and as editor Luke walks in to cover the activities for the Herald, he hears Windy and Gus at it again.
But didn't I do all the work? Well, then, I ought to be the guy what meets the customers.
But, my dear Gus, you haven't the proper touch. Why, you frighten them away.
Well, if you don't stop fighting about it, I'll do the greeting myself.
What's this? Dissension already? The opening taking place in half an hour?
Boss, I'm glad you come in. Now I ask you, boss, what's these women coming in here for? I just ask you.
Well, to buy dresses, we hope.
Just what I'm saying, boss. Now, Winkle here, he'll talk the arm off them and they'll forget they ever come in to look at dresses.
Oh, Mr. Robinson, can you do anything with these two?
No, it won't do, boys. You'll have to compromise. Why don't each of you stand by the door and greet them by turn?
There, I knew the boss could fix it. Winkle, I'll take the blondes.
Huh. I might have known all either of you wanted was a chance to show off. Well, it was awful nice of you to come, Mr. Robinson.
Oh, I wouldn't miss this. I decided to cover the story myself. Mm. After all, when one of the town's leading ladies opens a shop, that's news.
Oh, go on now. You're just saying that.
No.
Oh, but do sit down and look at the souvenirs we're going to give away. Do you think they're all right?
Oh, very nice. Very attractive. But what are they?
A little idea of mine. Had them made up especially for Letitia.
Yeah, and they cost a mint of money, too, what with being a rush job. Now, what I wanted was just some spoons with ye dress shoppy stamped on them. But Bill would have these things.
Original. Different. You see, it's a potato parer. You peel potatoes with this thing.
Yes, but what's all this arrangement on top?
That's the message. Clever, eh? You see, when the lady peels the potato, the pressure of the utensil against the potato automatically lights up this fan-shaped top. Now, there's a battery concealed in it, and the message appears. See? Like an electric signboard.
Oh, why be a drudge all your life? Let ye dress shoppy outfit you. Open the gates to a butterfly existence and the social whirl with Miss Timmons' exclusive models. Well, that is something.
Yes, wrote the ad myself, too.
Yeah, but what happens when the battery gets worn down? Can't expect the housewife to go out and buy a new battery just to keep the ad going.
There, now that's just what I said to him. When the battery wears out, everybody will forget all about my dress shopping.
Now I ask you, Luke, isn't that just like a woman? Can't see past the nose on her face. Why, Letitia, that gadget only has to be seen once, and it'll never be forgotten.
Yes, I can't help but agree. I'm sure I'll never forget it.
Well, if you ask me, I think it's one of the dizziest ideas that this guy ever thought up. And believe me, that's dizzy.
No one asked you.
Well, there it is. And there's nothing to do but make the best of it. Oh, and time is flying, and Mr. Robinson, do you think the shop looks all right? I mean that pink and blue crepe paper. Do you think that's all right?
Why, fine. A nice feminine touch.
That was my idea, to have them streamers all over. Pink and blue was my mother's favorite colors.
My gracious, there's three ladies out there already waiting for the opening. Oh, I'm just as nervous as a cat. Should I open now? It ain't quite time, but I don't like to keep them waiting.
By no means, Letitia. Whet up their anticipation. That's the idea. Oh, what wouldn't I give to have a nice band?
Huh?
Be just what we need. A fanfare of trumpets to announce the opening of the doors. Oh, why didn't I think of it before?
Well, it's a good thing you didn't. I've spent enough money on your ideas already. And time we got a band in here, there wouldn't be room for the customers.
Well, there's quite a crowd gathering out there. I think I'll retire to the safety of a dressing booth. I wouldn't like to be in the path of that avalanche. Mm-hmm.
Oh, dear. Now, do you boys remember what you're supposed to say?
You can depend on me, Letitia, if not on some other people. I show them the models. Mm-hmm. Ask them. No, tell them. Tell them they want a dress made up in the style they favor, right?
Yeah.
Depend on you. You forgot part of it already. The part about hemstitching and pleating jobs, too.
Oh, small change, Gus. Small change. Why, when I get through with them, they'll be ordering trousseaus. Oh, and that reminds me, Letitia. It's about time you were thinking about a trousseau.
Hey, if there's any trousseaus around here...
Time to be tending to business, you mean. Now, you better get ready to open the door. And, now, where shall I stand?
Beside the rate I give you, Letitia. That makes a pretty picture.
All right. Oh, dear, I wish this was over.
Well, ready? You take the left side, Gus, and I'll take the right. And don't pull any more boners than are absolutely necessary.
You don't need to worry about me, smart guy. I've handled dames before. Be respectful, that's all you gotta do, like they was your mother.
Ready? Smile. Oh, great Scott, Gus, you look as though you had a pain. Well, now, that's better. Now, remember, folks, every night's a first night. Here we go. Well, welcome, ladies of Centerville. Welcome to ye dress shoppy.
Yes. Hiya, ladies. Make yourselves to home.
Good morning, madam. Come in. Come in, madam. Pleasure to see you. Have a potato peeler?
Compliments of you dress shoppy right this way.
Don't be shy, lady. The house is yours. Have one of these things. You like that rate? That was my idea. Hey there, lady, can I show you something?
Why, oh, you're Mr. Olson, aren't you?
You know me, huh? Well, I do get around. You look familiar, Doc.
Why, yes, Mr. Robinson introduced us.
Oh, a friend of the boss's, huh? Well, it's a small while, ain't it? Say, now I know just what kind of a dress would go good on you. You're the kind of fat type.
Why, I'm not fat. Not in the least. Why, just mildly plump. Fat type.
Now, don't go getting sore, lady. As a matter of fact, I like your type. I think it's a swell type. You remind me of my mother, lady. She's just past 80 and smart as a whip.
Well, I'm nowhere near 80. I'm just about 50. Well, I'm afraid you're rather new to the selling business. I don't think I ever met that technique before.
Why, lady, you don't mean to tell me I don't know what I'm doing. I got good taste, ain't I? I know what looks good on a dame, don't I?
Well, I don't know, I'm sure. Oh, there. Why, now that's an attractive one. Youthful, smart. Yes, I might consider that one.
Oh, no, that ain't right for you. Here's the one. Now, Letitia can make up that one in your size, and you'll knock this town for a loop.
Oh, but that's not the kind of thing I ought to wear at all. Why, the colors are too bright and all that flummery and ruffles. Why, at my age...
Now, look, you don't make sense. First you get huffy because I say you look like my mother, and then you get huffy because I'm trying to make you as young as you think you are. I don't get it.
No, you don't seem to get it. Perhaps it would be better if I just wander around for myself and pick whatever suits me.
But I tell you, this suits you, and I know, lady. Oh. I know when a dame looks good and when she don't. I've seen a lot of dames. Now, that dress you're looking at, it would look terrible on you. It would look like something you just run up by yourself on a Saturday afternoon waiting for dinner to cook. And anyhow, I'm saving that one for the good-looking blonde dame over there.
Indeed. Well, I assure you that you can't sell me this monstrosity. And if you're showing the other for someone else, why, I'll just come back sometime when Miss Timmons is free.
Have you looked at this model? Have you held it up in front of
well?
You? No. Then how can you tell? That's what I want to know. How can you tell? I tell you, this is the one for you.
And I tell you, I won't have it.
Listen, you ain't getting anywheres with me arguing just to argue. I know a good dress when I see it, and there ain't nobody can tell me it ain't.
Well, it may be good, but not for me.
And I say it's just a thing for
Lord
you.
Good heavens, Myra, what's the row about?
Oh, this man is trying to sell me...
This dame is unreasonable, boss. She's trying to put something over, refusing to look at a dress, and I told her...
Gus, this is Mrs. Robinson. You remember? You met her?
Mrs. Your wife, boss?
Yes. Maybe I better take her over. I think she'll give Miss Timmons an order when she finds something she likes. You better go and work on somebody else.
Hmm? Well, what do you know? Just like I said, it's a small while.
Oh, Luke, that man is awful.
Oh, now there, Myra. Oh. Don't be ruffled. The poor fellow's doing his best. He's more or less a fish out of water, though.
Think so.
Come on in here. It's a fine hideout, and we'll wait till the worst of it's over.
Well, all right, but I was never so insulted in all my life.
Ah, madam, I'm so glad you've come to our opening.
Well, I just thought I'd drop in.
Yes, indeed. You're just the type that ye dress shoppy loves to do things for.
Oh, thank you, I'm sure, but...
Why, say, when we get through outfitting you, your own husband won't know you.
Well, I'm a widow,
Well, then we'll have you married again in no time.
Why, mister, I hardly know you.
I mean, the Timmons creations will make you over. We'll bring back your youth. We'll have the young men of Centerville flocking about your door.
But I just come to get
the souvenir. Why, of course, little lady. Right here. Have one.
Oh.
Take two. A marvelous little gadget for peeling potatoes. You get entertainment while you peel. Now, look, I'll show you how it works.
Well, now, I do declare, I don't know what they'll be thinking of next.
Well, pretty cute, eh?
Yes, 'twould amuse the children. How much is it?
Free. Absolutely free.
Well.
Compliments of ye gift shoppy. And now, shall we take a look around at these charming little gowns? You could put on any of them. Wear them right out of the shop, too. And they're samples. Now, that's what I call a compliment, eh, madam?
Well, I don't know. They don't look like 42s to me.
Why, nonsense. You're no 42. Now, here's a little dream. Miss Timmons could make that up for you.
I'm afraid you're wasting your time, mister.
Tut, tut. You're not going to deprive me of the privilege of seeing how it looks against your hair. That color. Divine.
But I didn't come to...
I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll just give you another of those wonderful potato pears. And then you'll be willing to look at the gowns, won't you?
Well, thanks. I am willing to look at the gowns, mister. I love doing it, but I think you ought to know that all I come in for was to see if Miss Timmons would hemstitch these three gift towels for a quarter.
A quarter? Well, now, that's out of my line. You'll have to see someone else. Ah, madam, why, it's a pleasure to see your type come in here.
I've always said there's nothing like a bunch of women fighting over clothes to make me seek shelter.
There is an awful crowd out there. And if Miss Timmons can keep that awful Gus Olson away, well, she ought to do pretty well on today's business alone.
Oh, Gus is all right, Myra, just a little crude in his approach. Even if he does ruin some sales, if half those women out there give her orders, she'll have to enlarge the shop and hire some help.
I hope they do. Goodness knows, Centerville needs all the hiring it can get.
Well, with a new factory and Miss Timmons starting out in what promises to be a growing business, I shouldn't be surprised if Centerville were well on the way toward solving its own unemployment problem.
Well, you're looking pretty far ahead, aren't you?
Oh, I'm looking ahead and backward both. I've just been thinking in here, away from that maddening crowd, that the possessive instinct is the most valuable one owned by man.
My, that sounds greedy.
No, far from it. The instinct to acquire possessions, to save them, build on them, is the greatest contributing factor in the growth of civilization.
Well, then it's lucky we've got a possessive instinct.
What I don't understand is why our radical friends are intent on destroying that instinct. They seem to think the ideal existence would be to crush it, to make way for a scheme of things that only includes a mass of dumb sheep, accepting what the political overlords feel like handing down to them.
I think it would be pretty hard for them to remove initiative from America. That would be a major operation.
It would. But that doesn't seem to deter them. They've already started trying to apply the anesthetic of more and more restrictions upon manufacturing, forgetting that manufacturing is the main source of the nation's wealth. The only natural wealth of this country was here when Columbus landed. The rest has come through the development of initiative.
Oh, Mr. Robinson, Mr. Robinson.
Why, what's the matter?
Take them away, Mr. Robinson, before they ruin
me. Who's ruining you?
Them, too. I don't know which is worse. Gus, he insults them, and Bill's given away about $100 worth of them fool contraptions of his to about four customers. Oh, if you don't take them away pretty quick, I'll be bankrupt before I
well,
start.
Well, no, it can't be as bad as that, Miss Timmons.
It's worse. I've been a-listening to him. Gus has made enemies of half the women in town. Oh, will you do something, Mr. Robinson?
And Miss Timmons' little helpers have proven once and for all that their place is in the home or anywhere outside of a dress shop. I'm afraid that Gus and Wendy are further than ever from the enviable position of a husband to Miss Timmons. They're both in her bad graces now. Well, join us in our next program and see what happens. Until then, goodbye. The American Family Robinson, which is broadcast regularly over this station, is written by Douglas Silver and Marjorie Bartlett and produced by the National Industrial Council.